I'm David Brancaccio in New York. With the Trump team now on track to imposing the 25% penalty on steel from Europe and 10% on aluminum from Europe, what does this mean for global economic relations? If the announcement does come today as expected, there will be retaliation. More on that in a moment. But first, the deeper context. Ian Bremmer is founder of the Eurasia Group, a political risk consulting company based in New York. Good morning, Ian.
David, good morning.
What do you think? Did the Europeans expect that the U.S. would actually go through with these tariffs?
The Europeans knew it was a possibility, and it's hard to negotiate with the European Union as a collective. They ultimately were willing to provide some benefits to the United States, but there wasn't a lot of flexibility, and they couldn't get to a deal, and so we don't have permanent exemptions.
So this means war? Trade war?
No, but it means the transatlantic relationship is in disarray. I mean, look, we just had in 1 week meetings by the German chancellor and the French president to the White House. They could not have gone worse. They came away with absolutely nothing, both on Iran deal and on trade negotiations. Merkel doesn't have a good relationship with Trump personally. Macron absolutely does. It didn't matter. I've spoken to the ambassadors. I've spoken with ministers from the countries. They are enormously, I would say, upset to despondent about the state of relations with the United States more broadly right now. And trade's just one manifestation of that.
But talks could continue. Just because tariffs are now being assessed doesn't mean that the talking stops.
Of course not. And we're still allies. It's not like they're leaving NATO and we're still all in the WTO. But the actual relationship between these leaders, the individuals and the administrations around them is pretty broken right now. I mean, if anything, I'd say that the bilateral engagement between Trump and China's Xi Jinping is probably more constructive on a day-to-day basis right now than the engagement between Trump and most of the European allies.
All right. So public sector tensions, essentially, but in the private sector corporations, they're still doing business across the Atlantic here?
I mean, you know, in a sense, easy for Americans and Europeans to continue doing business together in the private sector. But in the public sector, the transatlantic relationship was the bedrock on which globalization was really constructed. It's the post-war order. It doesn't feel that way anymore. And the idea that there's trust and common values between our governments, that isn't enough. That doesn't move the needle. I mean, ultimately, Trump's a unilateralist in his approach to foreign policy. He views allies as challenges to be overcome. And he thinks American power should get these guys all in line. And at least on this trade issue right now, that hasn't moved either side one bit.
Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Ian, always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir.